Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, and simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Thursday morning as we inch closer to one of the final summer weekends of the year. I got a Yankee loss last night and a Red Sox win, so all that talk about the division yesterday at least stops for a day. An annoying Yankee loss to a bad Marlins team. And also big news in college football as Ohio State comes back with their findings and their discipline for Urban Meyer. A suspension of 3 games that came down last night and a press conference to follow that. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know, I'm doing all right. And, you know, Noah Syndergaard pitches well last night. You didn't touch on that, I don't think.
No.
But, you know, at the end of the day, the Yanks, man, the Marlins don't look that bad, do they? I'm like, how is that team so bad when the last 2 games they actually look pretty good?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a bunch of young guys with the Yankees coming in. There's a ton of Yankee fans there, so they're inspired by that. I mean, these are big games for them. Stanton's back. So, I mean, they look like they had a lot of life.
But that was disappointing last night.
Of course
certainly
it was.
Really disappointing. And I know that, you know, we talked about that yesterday, about how they got to win these freaking games. They got to stop, you know, kind of it's like a malaise and all that other stuff. And then, of course, comes the news that, and not surprising news, that Aroldis Chapman now is on the DL.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all expected that. There was no doubt the fact that he pulled himself out of that game. He's been dealing with his knee for a long time, and this was the worst that he had felt the entire season. Plus, you know you've got capable guys in the back end of that bullpen. So it's really the smart thing to do and give him as much time as possible, and hopefully he comes back and it doesn't take long for him to round back into shape. It seems like if he feels healthy, he's going to be all right. And I really think it was a telltale sign that he was so wild in previous outings, and we couldn't figure out what the heck was wrong with him. And then you see him when he's got a ton of knee pain, and he's still that wild. So hopefully he comes back, they address that pain, and he's back to being a guy that can help him win a World Series.
Well, all I could say is that these are games that they should be winning, and they're not. And it is frustrating. And Lance Lynn, you know, was off again last night. So, you know, he was not perfect. And giving up the big 3-run homer kind of, busted open the game and all that other stuff. Interestingly enough, I'm watching the game last night. And, of course, you know, I personally think, knowing a lot of the guys that do the games around here, whether they be the Met announcers or whether they are the Yankee announcers, so they had a debate early on in the game, and they were talking about which player would you want? Would you want the ace pitcher, or would you want the everyday player who's an ace player?
Yeah.
And, you know, Paul O'Neill, of course, says, you know, he wants the player, and then Al Leiter is talking about how he wants, you know, the pitcher and all this other stuff. And then I just sent Michael Kay a text during the broadcast.
Yeah, I said, ask yourself
this question. Do you want Max Scherzer or do you want Mike Trout? Just ask yourself that question.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all of us would say we'd want Mike Trout.
Yeah, I'm taking the everyday guy almost right. Every single time.
So I texted that to them, and then they started talking about the text that Boomer sent.
Mm-hmm.
And they were thinking that it was Boomer Wells. So they're all talking in the Yankee universe about Boomer Wells. And then I sent a text back to Michael Kay, and I said, look, man, if you don't straighten this out, I'm going to rip your toupee off.
He didn't say that.
He didn't. But then he said back, he goes, I don't have a toupee. I said, I know. I'm just making a point. Then he straightened out with the guys and all that other stuff. And then Al Leiter asked the question that they never got my answer from.
The Mets part of it?
This the Mets part of it. He goes, right. Oh, well, he's a Mets fan. Ask him if he'd want Tom Seaver or Daryl Strawberry. And, you know, that's comparing apples to oranges. Because Tom Seaver is a 300-game dependable guy that you know, went on to have a Hall of Fame career. Daryl Strawberry had a few short years where he was the toast of the town and then basically blew himself up. You know, so there is no comparison. You can't compare those two guys. And I was that easily I would take Tom Seaver knowing what I know now.
Yeah, so let's listen to this last night on, yes, this was very funny as I'm watching the game and then all of a sudden, you know, it was the beginning of the game, it's the first inning. And sometimes, you know, you got a game on, you're thinking other things, baseball. And then I'm hearing Boomer, Boomer, Boomer. And I'm like, what the hell are they talking about? This is it last night on Yes.
I just got a text from David Walls.
Boomer.
Boomer's tuning in.
Who said, ask yourself this question. Do you want today's best player, Mike Trout, or the best pitcher, Max Scherzer? He said, I'll take Trout.
I'm with you, Boomer. Might be the first time Boomer and I are on the same page.
So, all right, so now I'm sitting at home watching this, and I'm hearing, I'm like, you. I didn't know if they were messing around. I figured, so I guess it turns out that Michael Kay obviously has me in his phone as just Boomer.
Yeah.
And he must have David Wells in his phone as just Boomer.
Sure. And he's thinking, okay, David Wells probably more apt to text me during the game about a baseball discussion because right. He's David Wells and he's sitting with a couple of his buddies.
And look, I know that, you know, Michael works on ESPN radio and all that. So I don't get all wrapped up in the nonsense about all this stuff. That's why Rick DiPietro plays softball with us. Hey, look, it's a great job, right? Everybody has great jobs, right?
Sure.
So, and it's kind of fun to interact with guys. And the fact that they were talking about this last night, it got me like crazed.
So they end up clarifying it. This is the second part of it.
I've got to make a correction. It's the wrong Boomer. Boomer Esiason. It's not Boomer Wells.
I like Boomer too. I need to talk to Boomer.
Oh my God.
You got fantasy football coming up. I need to talk to Boomer.
I just have it as Boomer in my phone, just like when yours is Mattingly.
All right.
Mattingly, yeah.
All right, how about this, Boomer? Would you rather have Tom Seaver or Darryl Strawberry? I'm just going Mets. I know he's a Mets fan.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, there you go. So it's kind of fun interacting with those guys. But it's, you know, think about, because I pay attention to what those guys are talking about, you know, on both broadcasts, you know, because you can learn a lot of things that I never knew. And and talking about pitch selection and, you know, the way the batters, you know, got to stand in the box, whatever it is, you know, so they do a good job. But I I don't know why they that whole discussion that they were having just got me off my couch. And I was like, I got to text these idiots.
Yeah. I mean, the Strawberry Seaver thing to me is a terrible comparison for Al Leiter. I mean, this is why these arguments are good for sports talk, but really don't go farther than that because.
Well, the question would be, do you want Dwight Gooden or do you want Darryl Strawberry? That would be
right,
the question.
That would be the better one. But even then it makes it a little bit harder to decipher. But I think, all things equal, you're always going to take the position player, but there's some guys like Tom Seaver that meant so much to that organization and, of course, had a nice long career as opposed to Darryl Strawberry.
You're actually comparing him to somebody who was not dependable long-term.
Right.
That you can't do that. So that's why I did Trout and Scherzer, because Scherzer, obviously, with all the Cy Youngs and how great he's pitching this year, and with Mike Trout with all the all the all-stars and everything else, the MVP voting and all that other stuff. I think those two are more comparable than if you would have said, you know, you could say Arenado, you could say Javier Baez, there's a bunch of guys you could put in there. Mookie Betts, you know what I mean? And guys that, you know, have consistently had great seasons this year. And all I could say is, like, would you want Severino or Aaron Judge?
It's Aaron Judge. I mean, also Aaron Judge. I mean, Severino has taking a bit of a step back during this season. We know that Aaron Judge has been hurt and on the disabled list. But, yeah, I mean, to me, it's always going to be that position player. Plus, I mean, the history of the Mets organization, the team I've been rooting for my whole life, I mean, they've had a lack of consistent, really good position players. It just hasn't happened. They've been a pitching organization.
Wrong guys, too.
Well, especially that. I mean, a guy like Mike Piazza, sure. I mean, the years that he had here were spectacular, but he was not a homegrown guy. But if you look at the history, it's mostly pitching. It's always counting on pitching in that organization. There's another piece of that we'll save for Jerry. I'm sure he'll find it. But right after that, where Paul O'Neill starts comparing you to other things in Cincinnati. Did you hear that part
of it? Yeah,
I did.
How
popular he was versus you and other things and how much you were the man in Cincinnati. So it was a nice little Boomer Esiason chunk on that broadcast last night.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to let them know that I was listening and they were bothering me. I don't know. Not many people could do that during the show, right? And it was great for those guys to acknowledge me, and I appreciate that. But more importantly, the big picture is the Yankees right now. to get beat by the Miami Marlins the way they did last night and look the way they have in these two games, I think that's a little disconcerting for me. I never thought that they would get blown out the way they did.
Yeah, I think with the Yankees right now, the way their lineup is, you know, if the pitching isn't superb, they're going to put themselves behind the eight ball in these games. And that's exactly what happened. You think about the night before, extra innings, only a couple runs scored. They only scored three last night. And Lance Lynn was good for a period of time, and then he wasn't. And then Chance Adams was bad. So if you look even at the win in this series, you got guys getting out of jams, bases loaded, nobody out, runner on third, one out, all these jams they got out of, and then eventually won the game because the pitching was great. Tanaka was great. The bullpen was great. And it wasn't last night, and they don't have enough offense right now without Judge, without Gregorius, without Sanchez hasn't been there for a long time now, and even when he wasn't great. But, I mean, it's just, it's not the same team, you know, and if you don't get big contributions from the guys that are playing offensively, then you're going to put yourself in terrible situations in games like this. And Greg Bird, by the way, I mean, he's in another slump. He's 0-13, and I think it's 0 for his last 13. He's 0-4 last night. Can't get the ball out of the infield.
Well, maybe there was something to Tyler Austin's dad's tweets.
Yeah, who Tyler Austin, by the way, said he was embarrassed by that.
I know.
I mean, which he should be. But I think, you know what? Tyler Austin's dad shouldn't be tweeting that out, but he's kind of right. Greg Bird has been just abysmal, and it doesn't stop. I mean, he hit a grand slam, okay, gets a respite, and people say, oh, yeah, Greg Bird's going to break out of it. I mean, since then, he hasn't done a thing. And when do you finally say that this guy is not someone who's going to be able to contribute offensively for you in 2018? Like, can you continually send him out there with your fingers crossed?
You know what I always say? I always say a mom, a dad, a wife, a child, somebody that's really that close to somebody, if they're going to, you know, just fire off a tweet that's going to rip somebody, I understand it. It's emotional. You know, it's just emotional.
You understand it, but it's not always the smartest thing to do.
I'm not saying it's the smartest thing to do, but I understand it, and then I kind of just look at it, and I go, okay, I get it, because you know what? They love it. They love Tyler, immensely. They want the best for him. They see it as a trait of Tyler Austin is basically the Yankees saying, we think that Greg Bird is better.
Yeah.
And that's a lot. That's hard for the family to, like, digest.
Sure.
So I kind of get the tweets. It doesn't bother me. It's all right. It's okay.
Yeah, but why don't you just send a text to somebody as opposed to tweeting it out and putting there publicly? I mean, that's the thing that I would say. If you're frustrated about it, just yell at somebody inside of your house. Send a text.
At the end of the day, what Tyler Austin's dad in this big picture, everything is just inconsequential, and it's a love of a father for a son.
But he ends up putting his son in a tough spot because then his son's got to answer questions about it, and he's got to deal with this, right? I mean, ultimately ends up hurting him. And then Tyler Austin shouldn't be in the New York Post today,
but it's family. You know what you're going to do? It's family.
Family. It doesn't mean that the only way you handle things is to tweet stuff out publicly about other players. And I mean, I get it, but it doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do or the smart thing to do. There's so many other ways you can express yourself outside of Twitter.
The thing about it is, though, it's sports, right? And because it is sports, and in this case, it is the New York Yankees, it's a big deal. It's a big deal to the families that go through all this stuff. And I'm sure it came out of left field for Greg Bird because that's the other part of the collateral damage that comes along with this, the relationship maybe between Bird and Austin, if there ever was one. But I totally get it. Like, and I've told you the story many times. I've actually, had family members say things out loud around my family members at football games that were very unkind towards me.
Okay.
And my family members would come home and tell me, right?
Okay.
And I would have to digest those negative things, and I would have to just say, it's okay. They love their son. They're going to deal with it. I'll deal with it. It's not a big deal. And then if I go to that guy and I say, look, your family members were ridiculing me without knowing who was sitting around them, meaning my family members, and some of the things they said were pretty unkind, I suggest maybe you talk to your family members and just let them know that they have to be a little bit careful with what they're saying. Don't have them say Boomer sucks, because that's not really very nice. And, you and I are teammates, and I understand it's your family. Hopefully you don't feel that way.
Yeah. Don't you think it's a big difference, though, when you're talking about a circle there of just a handful of people and going to a social media platform that now everybody has seen? I mean, that's the difference.
I mean, you know what? In this day and age, on the social media platform, you don't know who's writing what, and who is who. So there could be somebody under a different handle that could be so close to, say, one of these baseball teams, and they're just ripping away. But they're
but in this instance, this was his dad. This wasn't some sort of anonymous thing. This was his dad.
At least his dad put his name on it.
Yeah.
I mean, well, in this day and age, so many people don't put their names on things.
Right, or they have aliases, and they pretend to be other people.
See, you and I
post
get
on
paid to sit here, and we put our names on things.
Message boards
right?
and stuff.
Right,
what?
Yeah. You and I get paid to put our names on things.
Right, yeah, yeah, of course.
So you know how we feel about whatever we're talking about.
Yeah, you get verified accounts. These are our names. This is us. I mean, that's,
exactly,
that's what we do. G-O-W-F-A-N on Instagram and Twitter.
So the point being is, at least Tyler Austin's dad, you knew who he was.
Yeah, I guess. So we're going to give him credit for that. At least you put his name on it.
Hey, you put your name on it, man. Like Herm Edwards says, put your name on it.
And own it. I still don't like the fact that he put it out there on Twitter. But at least it wasn't anonymous. At least he doesn't create some sort of
but
account.
But then again, if it were anonymous, nobody would know of it. And nobody would care about it. But the fact that it is his dad, it becomes a story.
Right. That is true. But it's not going to be the last time one of these things happens. I mean, there's always a parent out there that just needs to be heard. And my son happens a lot in college football, too.
It's almost like taking a page out of LeVar Ball's playbook.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah,
there's the ultimate helicopter dad.
Right, just a little bit of a piece of that, because LeVar Ball's the ultimate. I mean, he
is. I think Mr. Austin just loves his son and thought that his son did a great job early on here for the New York Yankees. I would concur with that. And unfortunately was traded away because of some of the deficiencies that the Yankees were dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And what was a really great story early on, unfortunately now, he gets shipped off to the Twins, to no man's land, and the dad is pissed, and I get it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.